about what you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams
is on.
And we are on, ladies and gentlemen, and good evening to you. This Monday night edition of the program, and it's nice to be back after having a night off Friday night, and I'd like to take a few more nights off while the summer's here. And we probably will, and, you know, for a little bit of time anyway in the summer, and hopefully this month of August will not be a month of destiny, you know, vis-a-vis plans that may be in the formulation stage concerning, some false flags and so forth. We hope that's the case, that they won't happen. But then again, we have no control over much of it, but certainly the Heavenly Father does, that's for sure. And he will take care of it. And let me just mention, by the way, for those of you that have some extra cash laying around, you might want to go to eBay, and you might want to look up Princess Diana's Catherine Walker design gown. This is one of her fabulous gowns of many, and it's up for auction on eBay. And I don't think it has any bids yet. And as a matter of fact, the people who are allowed to bid are only those of you who are pre-approved bidders or buyers. And the minimum bid is only $125,000. That's right. You can take advantage of it right now and be the first bidder. And who knows, it might hit $1 million, $2 million for a gown after all. It's Princess Diana's, and we read, of course, that 100% of the final sale price will support America's Promise Alliance, the nonprofit mission statement founded by General Colin Powell. America's Promise Alliance is the nation's largest alliance of corporations, nonprofit organizations, foundations, blah, 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 who ensure that children receive the fundamental resources, the five promises they need to lead successful, healthy lives. I just thought I'd mention that to you. In case you have some extra loose change you might have hanging around, how's that? Anyway, our number here is 800-313-9443, and we may be hearing from someone who's on the program a while back, Christy Kajowski, who, of course, is a minute mom. That's right. She is a minute mom. And I think you probably remember her. And she, of course, has been harassed, and she's been attacked, and her family, her daughters, have had quite a time. They've had quite a time of ostracization and humiliation, because they believe that those who invade the country are invaders and are criminals. And she's not very happy about the way the police have been treating her as opposed to the real criminals. So anyway, she may be on with us shortly. I'll have to ask Manny if she is, and we'll find out if she will. If not, there's no problem. We will open the forum tonight, and we have guests tomorrow night, and hey, we have Bob Chapman back Wednesday night of this week. You stay tuned for more Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus,
What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Back to begin the program. Our number, 800-313-9443. Well, to start things off, I see that one of the leading luminaries of the lovely Bush administration is planning his resignation next. And that, of course, is no, it's not Dick Cheney, because remember, he's not part of the government. It's his guru, his advisor, his spiritual comforter, Karl Rove. Yes, Mr. Rove, the roving lunatic of political correctness and strategy. Mr. Rove has done so much behind the scenes, and not just in the in the affairs of the administration of Scooter Libby, Dick Cheney, with regard to the Valerie Plame incident, but indeed has been the architect of many of these failed policies, and particularly policies which, as you know, have been involving the so-called Christian fundamentalists in the Republican Party. Karl Rove, of course, is the architect of all of that. And now we read that he, too, sees some interesting handwriting on the wall. You may speculate as to what is really going on but as many are doing right now. You don't have to be a Keith Olbermann to, to speculate, because his opinion is certainly not worth much more than yours or mine right now. Only the good Lord knows what's really going on. But the fact of the matter is, he has put in his notice. That's right. He has put in his official notice. And you might find this to be very interesting about Mr. Rove. Of course, not only has been the strategist with a new right and the evangelical right, but he, of course, was the mastermind behind both races for the White House. And, he and Georgie Porgy go back in partnerships going back some three decades. Their business relationships, their political relationships, sort of like Mr. Gonzalez and some of the others in the administration, some who have stayed on, some who have not really stayed on at all, and what they have been up to. But, of course, Karl Rove, as you know and I know, has been one dangerous cookie. One dangerous cookie. He goes back to his work for George Bush in Texas and says it's been more than 14 years since he helped Bush run for governor, 10 years since they began plotting the first race for the White House. Now he says it's time to start thinking about the next chapter in our family life. So what does he get from George Bush and Laura? A hug. Maybe a few kisses. Maybe more than that. It's not just, as I said before, how he has been with George Bush through thick and thin. And George Bush carries on his desk his photo of Mr. Rove. But it goes even deeper than that. Maybe we'll get around to it a little bit later. Not just the Scooter Libby thing. I'm talking big stuff. Much more than that. Which we can get into. But we do have our guest right now. She is a Minute Mom, and she was with us before, Christy Kajowski. Hello, Christy. Welcome back.
Hello. How are you?
Well, I'm okay. How are you, more importantly?
Great. Thank you.
Well, you survived another month or so since we were together. And for those who don't know who you are and what you are, I want to give you a chance, Christy, to tell us about your group and your website and, of course, some of the things that you've had to endure for taking a stand against illegals. Go ahead. Tell us again for those who don't know.
Where do I start? I guess I became a victim of a lot of harassment and crimes. I've had my house broken into multiple times. My car's vandalized. I've been the target of, actually today's a good day to talk to you because new things came up that I'm being falsely reported for. And then the canyon being set up for supposedly vandalizing trash when I was actually trying to, get the police to respond to the sex trafficking ring that had been covered up there.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, everything's perfect.
Tell us exactly what community you're from, where you live in California.
Well, this is in San Diego. I live in Chula Vista, which is right between downtown San Diego and the border. And this canyon was in Rancho Peñasquitos, which is in northern San Diego.
Mm-hmm. And you have created some websites. You've also put on some rather startling videos on the Internet. I believe it was YouTube, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, and you had some reaction. We talked about it the last time you were here, but it seemed to me that, we had tried to get some help for you because you really sounded like you were really on the verge of having some major problems with the harassment and the threats against you and your daughters. You have two daughters or one?
I have two beautiful angels.
Right. And, well, we want to make sure that they are safe because of the nature of some of the threats that you had received. And you started taking pictures and posting them on your website, too, right?
Yes. All the videos and pictures are can be found on truthbrigade.org.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Truthbrigade.org is the one of the websites.
The sex trafficking ring in the canyon, mm-hmm. and then other nice little surprises, mm-hmm. like the police here in America separating us by color and, I mean, completely squelching our First Amendment rights. Everywhere I go, and it's weird. I don't know why I'm such a threat to them, but the videos are quite shocking. I mean, Vincente Fox is in town getting a reward, and here I am by myself with my camera just trying to videotape it, and there's 300 La Raza Reconquistas around, and the police are concerned with me.
In fact,
going out of their way to try to find a reason to arrest me. In fact, they threatened to arrest me when I called them in the canyon about the little girls getting raped right in front of our eyes, and they wanted to arrest me for trespassing there.
But, you know, you have to be grateful, though, now. Come on, now.
It's funny to me still.
Well, that's not only that, but look. I mean, let's face it, Christy. In the last couple of days, George Bush has come out swinging. He has finally taken seriously this threat to our borders, and he has said that he's going to start enforcing immigration violation law. Now, you know, he's rounding up people, and he's having these raids in the Homeland Security Department. So aren't you impressed with what George Bush can do 6 or 7 years into administration? Come on now.
A little too little too late. I mean, it took him 6.5 years to finally decide, oh, wait, let's start enforcing these laws we already have.
Of course,
that's just a tactic. So once all these businesses get raided and supposedly we don't have, you know, lettuce or cheap hamburgers, then, you know, I guess they want us to beg for the amnesty.
Well, you realize, of course, this big summit for the North American Union is coming up in just a few days.
Oh my gosh. Yes,
and you know, and he's got to put on his good show and make it sound as if he's actually beginning to do something for America. Isn't that wonderful and thankful?
Oh, so sweet.
We should be thankful to George Bush, yes indeed, because he is getting
absolutely
an inch closer to sealing the border.
I wonder why
tragedy.
He keeps sending guards to our border agents to other countries to secure their border.
Right, he's cutting in half in many areas.
Nip it in the bud and stop it in the beginning. But, you know, it's just their scare tactics. Oh, look, okay, well, let's appease this side and make them think I'm really going to try to do my job. Anyway.
And this sounds like some Karl Rovian strategy. Once again, just as Karl Rove announces he's going to have to go back to his family now and spend more time with his wife instead of George Bush. You could take that whichever way you want. But in any event, isn't that timely? How wonderful that we have such an administration concerned now about these border violations when, of course, we know this has gone on since day one. And both Clinton and the Bush administrations have opened the floodgates in the last couple of decades. It's absolutely preposterous what we're going through right now.
Absolutely. It's really sad, too. I went to L.A. this weekend, and I just hate going there anymore. It used to be such a beautiful town, and it's just so frustrating to what do we, the people, need to do, and how and on earth could anybody allow this to happen to our country and just basically go unnoticed for all these years. And, you know, you have all these groups that have been around for 20, 30 years, and they've been begging and pleading and writing letters to Congress and the president and trying to do everything the right way, and they're not listening. They're not listening.
Exactly. All right. Stay where you are, Christine. We'll be right back with Christine Kajowski, And we will take calls tonight if you so wish to comment. 800-313-9443.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Hey, and here we are with Christine Kajowski. And Christine, you know, one of the things that is happening even as we speak, according to Dr. Jerry Corsi, who has written several books on the subject now, on the Minutemen, and also on the United States going down, and you know his latest book now, reaching a vast audience of buyers, the late great USA, Mexico now is, according to him, withholding key witnesses that could exonerate the Border Patrol agent, Nicholas Corbett, who has been charged with second-degree murder and, you know, paying for others to testify against him, according to a union leader. Brandon Judd is a vice president of the U.S. Border Patrol Union, Local 2544, and apparently he is claiming the Mexican consulate is taking care of all the expenses of three Mexican witnesses to the shooting so they can remain in the United States to testify against Agent Corbett. How do you like that, huh?
Pretty sick and twisted.
No, it is. It's absolutely beyond the pale. It is mind-boggling. mind-numbing to think that this can happen here in America.
Oh,
we
yeah.
already have this Mexican government basically, declaring war. Let's face it. Mexico has declared war officially on the United States.
But our own administration is allowing that to happen. We can't blame, it's Mexico's fault. They did this to our agents, or they did this. No, mm-hmm. our government did this.
Yeah, I mean, here you have Iraq, whether people agree or not with the war. Iraq never declared war on the United States, but here's this government to our south, right below us, that has declared a war against our country. And George Bush opens the door and says, come right in. Come right in, ladies and gentlemen. Make yourselves at home.
Yeah.
Well, that is treasonous.
Sort of his plan to get it. Well, yeah. What are the two laws they reference in the Constitution? Or the two crimes? Treason and fraud. And
right,
isn't that
right.
exactly what our government is based
exactly.
on?
Exactly. Yep. Yep. And, we've got a Congress here that, as you know, has done little more than posture. They haven't done a thing regarding these high crimes and misdemeanors of the Bush administration. And these are issues that, in my view, are enough to warrant his impeachment and removal from office. And yet, this Congress, the so-called Democratic majority, is absolutely impotent.
Mm-hmm.
Impotent, as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely. Well, they don't want to close the border. You know, that's just the bottom line.
Oh, no, they can't. And that's what this summit is all about. The summit that's coming up on the 20th of the month in Canada is attempt to bring about the stages of this North American unification. To abolish the three national governments, their sovereignty, and supersede their sovereignty in blatant violation of the U.S. Constitution. And where's the Congress? Where's Reed? Where's Nancy? Where are they? We can expect that from the Republicans. But here the Democrats say they're the loyal opposition. They're for America first. They represent the people, the poor, the downtrodden. Uh-huh. Guess again.
Exactly.
Incredible. But anyway, I did want to spend a little time also talking about your latest endeavors and what kind of footage you have managed to add to your list and your website and your collection of videos.
Well, believe it or not, the threats and the comments and everything mm-hmm. just got so bad that I actually I disabled them. And made most of my videos private, so the only way people can watch them now is to either come in on the forum or to be my friend. Because when you hear that you're going to sleep and you're going to have somebody slit your throat in the middle of the night on a daily basis, I figured if I could remove myself from those type of attacks, and if I get any more, then I know exactly who's doing it.
So you have, in other words, let's see if I understand this now. People visit your site have to request those videos now?
Well, the videos are still in the forum, but they might have to, if they watch them from youtube.com/truthbrigade, going to have to request to be my friend. And then I can send them the videos that are not posted there.
Mm-hmm.
But some new videos that came up that are really great are that my Second Class Citizen series, where it was just me and, a whole bunch of people that hate us in Chicano Park with the police. I think you saw some of those. Mm-hmm. Well, my friend that went with me has a disc, and he was actually able to get the footage from 10 or 15 feet away, and more in some cases. It's much better perspective, because my video, you pretty much just see people's chins and nostrils. But with these new videos, it's great. He has all my conversations with the police that refuse to act.
Mm-hmm. Okay, stay where you are.
That was a good
Christy,
sign.
We'll be right back with more. I'm Rick Adams. And join us if you have a question or comment, 800-313-3333. 888-346-9443. Wake up, America.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
See, the vigilantes are a mob. These badges make us legal. We're the law. And the law has the right to shoot up a mob.
All right. I guess we're back, and here we are. We're talking with Christy here, Christy Kajowski. And, Christy, we do have some Texans already that are lined up to speak to us. So let's go right to them first. 800-313-9443. This is another battle for the Alamo. And we are going to start off with one of our valiant fighters at the border. And that, of course, is none other than Joe. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hello.
Hey, Christy. Hey, Rick.
Yes, Joe. Welcome back. I'm glad you survived another weekend. Courtesy of the Lord.
Amen, brother. I remember Christy. How your girls doing, ma'am?
Oh, everything is great. Thank you. Yes. Looking up.
Well, are you praying for them, girl?
Always.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, I think I pray more than I drink water.
Yeah. In these times, Christy, we have to. But I went down this weekend, and I got three of them coming out of the river down here in Eagle Pass, and then the other guys were up the other ranches, and total we pulled out about 16, but none of them were legal, but you know, you're not going to let them drown, Christy, right?
Well, of course not.
But we pulled some out, and, you know, there wasn't. And it's like one weekend you got guys wearing hoods and 20 others, like, carrying things on their back, and the next weekend you're trying to save people, right? But I'm glad you girls are doing good, and you're praying for them mainly. And
Joe, you did not have to use any deadly force?
Not this weekend, Rick.
Thankfully.
No, sir. Not this weekend. No, it was mainly Rick, just in Christy. It was mainly just pulling some people out of the river, trying to get across illegally and that kind of thing. But, you know, the night vision, it reaches out, but we didn't see. I don't know, maybe it scared them, but like I say, man, the guys, Christy and Rick, the guys that were there that were carrying guns is what we were concerned about. And we were also, I mean, of course, we were concerned about what they were carrying, but they were drugs, man. But you never know, right, Christy? I mean,
what's, right.
You know, and I wanted to tell you, Rick, like, you had one guest one time ask me what division I was with. It was a 177th. Mm-hmm. And it's not, that's a number that's used by the military, but it's not really the 177th, if mm-hmm. you understand what I'm saying, and Christy.
Right.
But, but we did help some people out, even though they were illegal, Christy, and, you know, I'm glad you and your girls are doing okay. And, you know, I noticed that through some of the mainstream, it's kind of funny because, when I hear, like, about California, Los Angeles, and Miami, and New York or Washington, part of this media terrorist thing is like, well, what's the government getting ready to do now, right? But,
exactly.
But I'm glad you girls are doing good, Christy, and you know, keep praying for them, because what you're doing is letting the people know, just like Rick Adams, you're letting the people know what's going on. And there's a lot of people out there on the Internet. And what concerns me is if they shut the Internet down, either through satellite or some kind of attack or whatever, Christy, is that, you know, the people are going to be cut off. And but God bless you for what you're doing. And God bless Rick for what he's doing. And just, you know, keep praying for your girls, man. And I hope that... you got Chula Vista Police Department straightened out in L.A. down there in California, man, because, you know, I know what's going on, and I know about MS-13 and, you know, what's going on with Chavez and everything like that, man. And it's all, they're trying, you know, Christy, what they're trying to do, as well as I do and as well as Rick does. But just keep the faith, girl. And get you a real, the other thing I was going to tell your girls, if you can get a real small shrunken copy of the Declaration of Independence and carry, man, in their lunch bags and their backpacks and your wallet, Christy, any law enforcement officer, man, you can flash that thing out and say, this is my rights.
Yeah,
and Christy,
I have one with me all the time, the Citizens Rule Book.
Yes, ma'am.
And I have mm-hmm. used it, which is why maybe I haven't been arrested all the
exactly.
time.
Exactly, Chris. You flash that thing out, and you go, these are my rights. I'm an American citizen. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know you told me about your some of your family history in the service. And you flash that thing before them, girl, ma'am, lady, sister, and you mm-hmm. tell them, like, you can't do a dadgum thing, because when it comes down to going to court, you know, they're not going to say nothing, Christy.
Yeah.
And you hang in there, and God bless you, Rick.
Will.
God bless you, Christy.
And may
you
continue.
You. Thank you.
I'm still praying for you, man.
Good.
Thank you again.
Hey, it does work, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. You bet. Where it says two or three are gathered together, I am in the midst.
Appreciate it, Joe. Thank you.
Okay. God bless you, man.
You too. All right. Very good. 800-313-9443. And Christy has been going through this for how long now, Christy? Have you been going through this official harassment?
Oh, wow. Over a year, but it's the last 7 months that's been really, really bad. But, you know, the good news is we've been able to kind of put a lot of these things together. Well, you know, allowing them to leave a paper trail with the IP addresses as far as the internet harassment and all of those things. So we're getting closer, a couple freedom of information things. And when we get it all, I'm just going to say, here you go, and then just start asking some questions.
Well, the last time we had Joe call, and in fact, he advised you to try to get out of that area, to move if you could. And have you been able to at least make that attempt or not?
Well, you know, I have been looking online for other small cities, but it's really hard to, you know, find a place to live in a city you've never been in or know anything about, sight unseen.
And you are renting right now?
Yes, I am.
Well, that makes it a little easier to leave, but you don't have to worry about selling your homes or anything. But it is something that I had hoped maybe, if you had to, you would have been out by now. But in any event, the Lord has kept you going and protected you, you see, during
Absolutely.
All of this. And, we did pray on the air. We asked for you to be protected, and I'm glad of that because obviously it does make a difference. And, you're easy prey for many of these people. You know, we've got shootings, we've got knifing, stabbings, terrorism in virtually every city, and now we're coming to learn more and more that these group killings are indeed gang-related in many cases, not the least of which is the MS-13 gang. Some of the other gangs affiliated with these criminals and La Raza types are out on the streets doing what they can to stir up violence, and it's far more serious than people are willing to admit. But anyway, let's take another call. We have Doug in Texas now. Hello, Doug. You're on the program with Christy.
Yeah, hi, Rick.
Yes.
I have numerous, or everybody today was concerned about where Carl Rove went.
Yes.
Right? Well,
where he's going.
Right. And I'm a good friend of Dr. Ron Paul. He's right here in the neighborhood. He's represented me a bunch of years, and this, that, and other. And he went out and he got this huge amount of money on the internet. He's been well-funded.
Oh, by
and
the millions.
He hired Miss Piggy to take over his campaign. Can you believe that?
Oh, yes, I believe it. If you say it, I believe it, Doug.
Okay. That's the gay biker gangs that named him Miss Piggy. I don't know why they did that. And his loyal friend, George Bush or whatever, Paul bought him out with his immense, he has this immense financial support, you know, from the good American patriots and everything, and he could afford to buy Miss Piggy. So that's a scoop on that.
Well, I mean, you know, when you look at Karl Rove and the damage he's done, you know, you have to realize that he, of course, has been very adept at helping to guide George Bush through this fault line of the violation of the borders. And he's been enormously powerful in the background, helping to persuade key members in Congress to let this slide by. So we have to be grateful that at least that he has announced his departure. Now, of course, you know that when all of these people start jumping ship, George Bush starts getting a little bit dangerous and a little trigger happy. So we may have more to fear than to be thankful for right now. Lord knows.
Okay, Rick, you're telling me you didn't buy that little...
No,
I
don't buy it. I know you're sincere, but I don't buy anything that comes from the net. No.
You don't let
Unless
anything
it's
get by you.
Has something to do with it.
I'd throw that out there
Thank
to see
you.
How alert you were tonight.
Thank you for the alerts. Appreciate it, Doug. All right.
But Miss Piggy has, I'm sure, has a good future doing whatever he chooses to do in the future to make millions of dollars, because he is the slime bucket on planet Earth, I think.
Yes.
Well, no, he's got a lot of competition. I can't say that.
Right. Well,
but
anyway, the next chapter will unfold, Doug. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for your call, brother. All right, 800-313-9443. Our guest is Christy, and Christy Kajowski has her videos, her website, and thetruthbrigade.org, and that's one word, thetruthbrigade.org. And, of course, from Chula Vista, she is residing and fighting not only the illegals but the so-called legals, fighting against corruption in the law enforcers, as they say. And we're going to take another call from Dan in Texas right now. Hello, Dan. That's you, Dan.
Thank you, sir.
Speak right up.
My son was murdered 1 year ago this month.
Oh, my God.
And he was shot to death by obviously wetbacks. And he and I started a website a few months before he started. I've told you about it before.
Mm.
It's to shut down the borders, called www.closetheborderNow.com.
Yes, I remember that. I haven't heard from you in a long time. Wondered what happened.
Yeah, well, I've been messed up. Anyway, I just wondered if he was murdered because he had that website. And it's a website where you print petitions.
Yes,
and then you sign them
absolutely.
And you mail them. And it's to close the border, make English official language. He made several petitions there, and I'm trying to keep them going.
Yes.
So, I mean, these guys, apparently, I don't know whether he wasn't robbed for money, and they just shot him dead and then left him laying in his apartment, and there was nothing stolen.
What has come of this? Any investigation? What has
been? Oh, absolutely, yeah. I've got, you know who Ted Gunderson is?
Of course, yeah.
Well, I give him all the poop. He said that he undoubtedly was murder, irrefutably was. There was no residue of gunpowder on his body and all this stuff, you know. So he wasn't.
He's a private investigator now. He does private investigating. He was with the FBI years ago, yep.
Yeah, he was a retired FBI agent. Chief agent over 700 different agents.
I know. Yeah, we've interviewed him, yes.
Yeah, no, I got him from your show. Anyway,
absolutely.
But I'd like to add this, too, and maybe I'll be called a bigot or something. I got to say, get off my chest. But I really think that when these Mexicans take over our country, I really think they've been told to do it by the Pope, clearly told to do it by the Pope and the Vatican. And I really think they think that this is a way to destroy Christians. Just like Muslims want to destroy Christians, I think that's how Catholics are destroying Protestants. The conversations I had with my son and other people in the neighborhood that are Catholics and not. In fact, in our neighborhood, the Protestants have all moved out. I know another neighborhood is the same where my uncle lives. Mm-hmm. The Protestants left. After years and years, we realize it's the Protestants I know who have our house broken into, have the lugnuts taken off our cars, the wolf off your car driving down the street. And that doesn't happen to the Catholic families. And in fact, one Catholic family had a young boy, like, I think he was 7. He walked up to me and said, he didn't realize he was snitching on his older brother or father. He said, well, did they take your tire off your car? And so that just makes it pretty clear he knew it was going to happen. And it did happen. Now, I really think that's what happened to our country. We're simply being put out of business by our way of life destroyed by the Catholics. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, Christy, do you have any comment on what Dan has just said?
I was actually, no, sorry. I was just listening. It's just all of this. I'm just having a hard time trying to understand it. My level of frustration what we are allowing to happen. I mean, what are we supposed to do? What can we do? What we've done everything we can do within legal means. And
what can I add? What I'm talking
done.
About?
They're not listening to us. They don't want to secure the border.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to list some of my cards on the table here. And my wife plays a piano at the church and teaches a private school that astronauts go to, and the people on it, I'm really sticking my neck here, I don't care anymore, and they actually know the Bushes. They really know them. I'd like to invite you to come here. I'll just say the name of the church, 311, here in Houston. It's a very small group, and these people are ruthless. They're ruthless as hell. They hire illegal aliens for janitors or whatever. They fire them, they laugh at them.
You don't have to convince us about that, Dan. There's no question.
I really don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry
about your son.
Yeah, there's about seven teachers there, math, English, blah, blah, blah. They have kids there from Saudi Arabia. They have kids there from Red China. You wouldn't believe this thing. Everybody there does not like these people at all. And they have helicopters landing at their private ranch. They have two swimming pools. This is like a James Bond movie or something, where the bad guys are winning, obviously. But I really think that's what this is all about. Now, I think other people have agreed with me in the past. I mean, of course, my wife is hysterical. She doesn't know what's going on. And she's helped me go to John Birch Society meetings. We think the John Birch Society, as Ted Gunderson agrees, the John Birch Society has been infiltrated at the top. I think the members at the bottom are the most marvelous people on earth and marvelous friends. Mm. But I think that's the only organization left that we're going to get the grassroots movement and take it back to the John Birch Society. And my petition, and I didn't close that petition because I'm a genius by any means. That's what some constitutional attorneys said do, and no one ever did this. I did it. They said, because our country is the founding fathers were so wonderful, they figured a way to keep us from being taken over by the White House, the Supreme Court, House and Senate, and that leads to the right to petition the government, and that's what that website is, the right to petition the government.
All right, Dan, we have to take a break. If you wish to hang on a minute or so, you may, but let's take a break, and we'll be back with Christy, our guest, in just 3 minutes. I'm Rick Adams, right here on the Republic Network.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
Okay, we're back now, and we still have our caller here, Dan. You there, Dan?
Yeah, I'd like to ask if I could. Now, my son just graduated from college, magna cum laude. He had everything in the world to live for.
Yes.
And so it was, and like Ted Gunther said, it was a peculiar murder. No residue of gunpowder, had to be murder. It wasn't done, it wasn't a suicide, whatever, it wasn't a robbery. But I'll say that, I'm not kidding about the fact that my wife works with people that really know the Bushes on a first basis. And Barbara Bush was talking to two or three people. I was one of them. And, I mean, my wife's boss was. And she said she was talking to Barbara Bush. And Barbara Bush said, I don't know why there are so many Mexicans up here. Barbara Bush said that. Mm-hmm. I mean, duh, you know. And I've kind of wondered maybe, like, Billy Beer Carter, which is his brother in the White House, and he said, I don't know who runs the government, but ain't the president. I'm kind of thinking the same thing.
Yeah, he was really a breath of fresh air at the time. Billy Carter. Yeah, I agree.
I mean,
I'm sorry about your son, and I hope that you'll continue to be strengthened by our prayers for you. And
I appreciate that.
Yes, and we continue to call us because we have to continue to fight and expose this and bring the murderers to justice. Thank you very much, Dan. I appreciate that. Speaking along these lines, Christy, you probably have heard the story about the Jose Carranza, 28 years old, also known as Jose La Chira, who just entered his plea before the Essex County Superior Court Judge Michael Casal in the murder of three college students, young college students in Newark, New Jersey. And, of course, he is one of the illegals that is going to go on trial now for that murder. He is not alone, and nor are these three college students the only victims of illegals, George Bush's friends, the people that come here courtesy of his administration. This is getting worse by the day, Christy. Absolutely abominable. All right. Well, okay, we lost Christy. What happened? The connection? Okay. Well, anyway, you heard me, ladies and gentlemen. So, murder, kidnapping, gang-related crimes of all sorts now are out of control. They're just out of control. And we can thank this crowd in Washington that continues to play games with us and lie and deceive and of course, continue to pass the gauntlet and blame everyone but itself and pretend that the problem is not there because they have helped create the problem. Absolutely, they have helped create the problem and And, of course, they're making it into not a problem but a major crisis. So, Christy, are you there now?
I am so sorry. I'm with you.
That's fine. Well, I don't know if you heard the story about the charges against Jose, an illegal, who, of course, is charged with the murder of these three college students in Newark, New Jersey. That's just one of
the one that it took him to commit how many crimes before they figured out he was here illegally?
Right, exactly. But don't worry, because George Bush has just announced these plans, and he's going to crack down on a couple of these little children that come across the border illegally with guns and grenades and bombs and all sorts of nice plans for us. He's going to make it look good, so he says. Oh, this is treason. We have a friend of yours on the line. We'll go into the next hour. Russ is with us, and he's going to be with us as our next caller when we continue. So stay where you are, Christy. Christy Kajowski. All right. She is not a soccer mom, no way. Absolutely not. She's a Minute Mom right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Rick Adams, your radio Avenger. Be right back with hour number two. There's a line available for you.